All right, everybody, welcome back. Socially Connected 360, episode 21. This is a special episode. We're excited to bring this episode to you. We have three wonderful community leaders who brought us wonderful festivals this past summer on diversity, multicultural, international. I mean, you name it. They brought it to us with their teams. We're excited to have them on. Number 21, starting now. All right, let's start over and everybody smile. Ready and go.
Somebody better than anybody ever knew.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Socially Connected 360 number 21 is in the house. We have three wonderful guests here. We're going to talk about diversity. We're going to talk about festivals. We're going to talk about culture. We're going to talk about international festivals and a lot of wonderful things. I have three great community leaders, Michelle Satoni, Alex Civil, and Patricia Vasquez. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an honor to have you on my show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you for having us. I think it's a pleasure to be there. And definitely, we've met with two other individuals I've personally worked with. So thanks for having us and giving us a chance to share our experience with you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having us. It's a great pleasure to be on your podcast. I'm absolutely excited. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. So Michelle. Michelle.
I know. I do appreciate you taking time and, you know, reaching out and, you know, just getting this mission across and you know, what you do with your show and how it impacts lives. So I do appreciate, you know, us having the time to come on today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's get right into this. So what I want to do for our guests and what I want to do for our listeners is the reason this SC360 was, I guess, founded or I kind of got into this is because I wanted them to connect with you and you to connect with them. And I want them to tell them a little bit about themselves, you know. So Michelle, tell us a little bit about yourself. How's everything going? How's life? I know you've been busy. I know everybody's been busy here, but tell how you been. How's everything going?
Thank you for asking. I'm actually doing pretty good. I finally got my voice back. So that's awesome. You know, my event was on Saturday and then I went out to Berks on Sunday and then I went right back into work. So it was a little busy, but I'm feeling good. You know, I got a hold of the pictures and the video right now. So I'm really feeling actually more energized to just continue the mission for next year.
That's great. That's great. I did stop by. Of course, you know me, click, click, click. First of all, there was like six events going on in downtown, and then Berks County had a bunch of events. But I did share some pictures. I did share some love. Thank you so much for being on the show, Michelle, Patricia. All the work you're doing, all the way in Reading and Berks County. How you doing? How's everything going with you?
Everything's going great. Everything's going great, my brother. Everything's kind of like going back to normal since the pandemic. So we're, you know, we're having these great events, our gatherings, our agenda has been growing, our relationships, our contacts. It's been great. It's been great.
Yeah. Yeah. I see all the work you're doing, obviously with the Dominican Association of Pennsylvania, right? You are doing some great, great work, not only with that organization, but obviously with everything else that you're doing, you know, in your community. So thank you so much for being on SC360. Alex, my man, I've seen your work. Obviously I'm motivated. I always get motivated when I see all of you doing great work. How you doing? How's everything going, man?
Fantastic. And I love the energy. So that's exactly the sort of positive energy we're trying to bring here in Berks County. And now that we've actually met Michelle, so it's sharing it all across the state, really, honestly. So that's the sort of energy that makes me basically get started with Bring the Change as BTC. the local organization that I actually currently founded and I'm the executive director of. So doing phenomenal tonight, man.
But man, Berks County's making moves. So proud of that, man. Proud of that. But Michelle, let's get right into the thick of it. Tell us about your organization, about the your festival. I know that you've done it for 3 years. And obviously you've worked with, I mean, Faces International, with previously Lehigh Valley Faces. You've done a lot of work with your own work. So tell us about your current organization, your current festival. How was that and how did it go?
Oh, thanks for asking that. Actually, just to bring up Faces, they did my logo for the festival. The International Cultural Festival is actually through the RILIC, which is a 501c3 nonprofit based out of Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. The executive director is Linda Vega.
Oh, Linda.
I approached her a couple of years ago. Hey, I have this crazy idea. You know, I know this is what you do with your organization, because they do a lot of community outreach and they have a lot of like after school programs for kids, social programming, you know, many, many programs towards, you know, helping kids understand their emotions and how to deal with them and just everyday life and getting through it so that they can be productive adults. They also have work-life programs for young adults. So when I approached her, you know, I said, I have this idea. And I just kind of put the festival together, just reaching out to as many people as I could from all the events that I had attended before in the Valley. You know, hey, do you have a friend who belly dances? Do you know anybody who does henna? You know, I just started thinking of all this stuff. And, you know, people started kind of coming in. And then after year one, I did 2 days. And I learned my lesson with that. And now we scale it back to one day for now. And we're in our third year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. I don't belly dance though. Don't get me.
Do any of it.
But I saw something interesting this year. Berks County reached out and you connected with Berks. And we saw that I saw you in Berks County and their festival. So tell us a little bit about that. How did you feel about that? How did you feel about Berks County doing their stuff too?
I mean, honestly, people ask you, especially you guys who are in business or have ideas or you know, festivals or events or anything like that, organizations, you know, when you're helping people, you're not jealous or envious of other people doing it. You want to see them grow because you know the impact and mm-hmm. you understand the mission. So when I saw that they were doing, you know, basically we're doing the same thing, you know, I really just wanted to go out, show support. You know, I knew I was in my third year. They're in their second. I know what that's like. And honestly, I really wanted to make sure that I gave our community in Allentown an opportunity to, in addition to that, we can band up and expand that mission throughout the state and in other places. And that's really ultimately the goal for me is to see events like this everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, again, we have to stay united. I know that Patricia's dad is always talking about unity. And every time I see him, he's like, yeah, we got to be united. So let's just jump on that. Thank you, Michelle. So Patricia, tell us a little bit about the festival in Berks this year. I know you were involved in it. And so how did it go? And how was everything over there in Berks County?
Listen, it's been nothing but magical. We've met so many great people. I've enjoyed the process. And first and foremost, thank you very much for connecting Alex and I with Michelle. It has been great. She's an awesome human being. The moment she met us, she connected, she provided the resources. And not only that, she came over. She surprised us with the visit. And we were so grateful for that. And she immediately jumped into action, said, what did you guys need? I know how it is. You know, what are the pieces missing? And she jumped into action and helped out. And that meant a lot. So I want to thank you and, of course, Michelle for, you know, the support, the great support. So the festival overall, I was invited by Alex Seville, who is the CEO of Bring the Change and has become a good friend. Our partnership has been strengthening throughout the time, but especially now with this great event that, you know, we hosted together. He was, of course, the founder, and the one with the idea of having a cultural diversity festival here in Berks. And I thought it was great. When he talked to me about it, I said, absolutely, I'm all in. And ironically, I met Alex at a festival. Isn't that ironic? I met Alex.
Meet everybody at festivals.
I met him in 2019 at the Puerto Rican Festival here in Reading. And I love that he reached out. He saw that we had a stand, right? We had a tent, we had a stand with the Dominican Association. He immediately reached out, introduced himself. He congratulated us for the great work. And he said that he envisioned doing something similar with the community and that he had created this great organization. He explained the mission, which I totally love. It's called Bring the Change. So that's exactly what it is. If whatever change you want to see in your community, bring it. You know, if you want education, go get your education and bring it back to your roots. And I thought that was amazing. Now speaking about the festival, the process, like I said, has been great. I've met so many wonderful people and I'm grateful for the opportunity. So, you know, I thank Alex also for thinking of us. And what really caught my attention about the mission was that it brings people together, because that's what diversity does. And as you mentioned, our motto is Unidos somos más fuertes, which means united, we're stronger. So absolutely, with diversity, there's no exception. It's the same deal, just at a different, you're looking at it from a different view. We're talking about cultures at this point. So it was, if you want to describe how it was magical. I really enjoyed it, although we were tired.
Yeah. Well, again, the energy, for whatever reason, brought the two festivals kind of together, in essence, where the leadership, you know, kind of worked together, talked and did all that stuff. So it's just, I tell folks all the time, whenever you're doing, it could be negative energy, hopefully not, but positive energy. I mean, it's going to bring people together. It's going to bring organizations together. It's going to make this stuff happen. So Alex, my man, you're the founder of this festival in Berks County, of this organization that you bring the change. Tell us about the story, man. Tell us about how that started. What was behind all of that?
Honestly, the story stem all the way back from when I was doing my undergrad studies at Penn State.
So I'm originally from Haiti, and going to school there, I was just in the U.S. for about a year and a half, 2 years. So I still had that strong, really heavy accent, right? And in Berks County, most of my class, basically, were not used to that, right? So the story was, every time I meet someone else, I had to introduce myself. The next question was, hey, you got an accent, where are you from? So it got to a point where, like, you know, I'll introduce myself, hey, I'm Alex, I'm from Haiti, just to take that question away for some individuals. But honestly, like, when I was graduating college, I did not feel like I was welcome in Berks County. I didn't feel like there was much diversity because it was not celebrated, right? So I left Berks County and moved to New York, where I felt like, okay, New York is basically has a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've always sort of really wanted to kind of really come back here. And as I'm basically coming in and trying to really understand the Berks County a bit more, then I realized this city, this whole county is extremely diverse. The whole thing is that we do not celebrate diversity. We have Latinos within itself encompass basically, whether it's Dominican, Puerto Ricans, all of those individuals from Central America and Central America and South America. So we got a lot of that. We have tons of different Africans, again, Nigerians, Sierra Leoneans, Guineans, just to name a few. So Haitians, Puerto Ricans, it's a lot of different groups.
It's little New York, Reading.
Yeah, it's like a little New York, but we do not see anything like that. In New York, if you go to Eastern Parkway for Labor Day, you see diversity. Any sort of parade, you see people coming out there and showing up their presence. And I'm like, you know what? We are diverse. We just don't celebrate it.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought it was just sort of really my duty to make sure that the next Alex don't feel like he's not part of this community. So I want people to sort of really feel like included, be all inclusive, and tell people like, hey, you could be for anywhere else in the world. You have a role to play here in Berks County. You can become part of that society, that community.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that was really the entire goal. When I did it the first time 2 years ago, it was just basically a group of friends. So I brought up some Jamaican friends. They did like jerk chicken. Everybody cooked their own food at home, right?
Yep.
Rice and peas, brought that in. So Haitians bought their own food. I had my own friend who's from Ecuador, Ecuadorian. He bought his own food or whatnot. So it was more like a food taste, and we had a soccer tournament. And everybody came out. They're like, dude, listen, this thing was, that's genius. I love the idea. I love trying all of the different food, man. We got to do this again. So I'm like, well, this is something we're going to do every year. And again, at the time, there was no sponsorship. Nothing. It was us making those foods, bringing it together, playing different kind of music. We ate, we danced, and we had a blast. So we played dominoes. People like, some people learn about dominoes. And people like, listen, this is just crazy, like, right? So after that, last year, I wanted to do it again. We couldn't do it, unfortunately, because of COVID.
Yeah.
And this year, I'm like, regardless of what it takes, I'm going to do this event again. And I was fortunate enough to have the Berkscombe Community Foundation, who basically decided they were going to give us a $5,000 grant. So we applied for this grant, and we basically got a little bit of a chunk of it. And I'm like, you see, that's it. We're doing it. Mm. And honestly, I'll say this wouldn't be possible without Patricia, who's the other line with me, because when we first met, we talked, and you don't really find genuine people like that out there as much and as often. And I can honestly say, this was someone that our soul connect, right? We were on the same wavelength. We were diversity. We were all about doing community work. Yeah. And we're like, okay, listen, it's a nasty world out there, but let us be different. Let us leave the differences that we're trying to actually preach. And that's why she's Dominican, I'm Haitian. And you know, there's a little division between both nations on the island. Yeah. And we're like, listen, let's leave that sort of unity that we are preaching. And, have become that sort of model. So we don't just talk about that unity, but we leave it.
Yeah.
People looked at us like, hey, what's wrong with this guy? Doesn't he know that she's Dominican and vice versa? Like, but it's that. So we're able to put ourselves together, reach out to different groups. The Jewish Federation joined us with us as a collaborator, Centro Hispano, the NAACP, PsyCorp, and all of those different individuals and groups say, okay, we love the idea. Let's do this together. Let's celebrate culture and diversity. And boom, that took place and that happened. Again, we talk about positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
This goes a long way, buddy. Forget money, forget anything else. Having individuals who are all synchronized basically for the same goal, it's powerful, dude.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. I commend all of you on the hard work, because it is a lot of hard work. Now, I will say this, in my house, if you want to throw a festival, we like dominoes. We like so we could throw a festival at LDG's house if we want to. All right, we could do the first annual. That's how it started. We love food over here. So but I commend you on that. You know, it's always interesting to see the growth. So I was there year one. Obviously as a spectator supporting, I always like it for me, even if I'm not part of the event, I love to go there and just take pictures and share all the wonderful stuff. Or prior to the event, I love to share the event. I love to make sure that people know that this stuff is happening as much as I can, just like I tell a lot of people. So I was there year one with Michelle, and I saw the growth. And now I'm going to be paying attention to Berks County as well. Hopefully next year I could be there. Maybe we could set up a podcast in both of them, you know, and like do like a, maybe like a real time Facebook Live podcast at the festival. So We'll see if we can get some Wi-Fi, some good Wi-Fi, but sometimes we have connection issues. But real quick, so let's Michelle, highlight of your, I know it's going to be hard, but what do you think is going to be the highlight this year that you saw at your event? I know it's going to be hard to pick one thing, but something that comes to mind that was different or that you loved about this year's festival.
Man, there are so many things. Honestly, the first highlight, and I hate to bring it back to money, but when I first started the festival, my sister had just passed. I was caretaking for her for a year and a half. I moved back to the Valley on this mission to do the festival because me and her were talking about it, you know, when I was caring for her. You know, I had like a borrowed car. I was no address. I'm like living in my friend's closet and like a dollar or something in my bank account. So, like, honestly, this year, to have the money to just cut the checks and just pay everybody, you know, and give back to the organization, because that was one of my biggest goals, was to be able to give back to the RILIC. I also work with other organizations that are nonprofits.
Mm-hmm, I saw a lot of them.
Yeah, Unidos, Love After, Self. They work with women's reentry, but they also work with, you know, young adults.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, I don't want to bring it back to the money, but that was the goal. And then the other goal is the connection that the Northampton Community College students got. That was major to me. A lot of them had just gotten here from, you know, from South Africa, Ghana, Indonesia, many, many places. They just got here in August.
I saw some of those pictures. I saw that. Look at Alex.
They're fresh, man.
Bring them to my festival. Bring them to my festival, Alex.
They're fresh.
That's great.
They're like fresh. They literally just got here a month ago. So to see them being able to come out, have fun, interact, talk to community leaders, meet congresswomen, you know, see the mayor, you know, and just know mm-hmm. that they're welcome here. And you know, and so that was one of my highlights, really.
That's awesome.
Being able to, yeah, the growth and seeing where the kids were able.
That's beautiful. Again, and I tell people all the time, man. If you like, people ask us, right? And you get all of you get the same questions I get. How could I get involved? The first thing you got to do is just come out and be with us. Mm-hmm. Tap us on the shoulder and say, "Hey, man, I love the stuff you're doing. How could I help?" And boom, you're in. You are in.
Yeah.
There is no. We will not say no to you. Trust me, if you want to be part of something, by all means, come out. Patricia, same question. Highlight for you. What are we thinking?
A highlight for next year's event?
No, for this year. What stood out for your event this year that you think?
Okay. What stood out was how everyone was willing to come together. Regardless, there were some people, it's something new. So when you talked about it, they didn't know what it was or the purpose and whatnot. So I did feel like there was a little bit of resistance from some cultures or just some individuals. I don't want to generalize. But those that joined us, they loved it. They absolutely loved it. They came together. One of my participations was Alex wanted me to bring in the Latino participation. And he knows we have engagement with the Latino community here in Redding and Berks County. So rightfully so, you know, people that we reached out to for the most part set present. And we had the Ecuadorian community. We had the Costa Rican community. We had Colombian community. And of course, Dominicans. So it was great. The energy was amazing. People loved it. One thing, the way I was portraying it to them when I was promoting the festival and selling the idea, Alex's idea, was, you know, we need to come together for one day. Let's celebrate our differences. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're Latino or not. In this case, I was reaching out to Latinos, but I was saying, it doesn't matter if you're Ecuadorian, Dominican, Puerto Rican. At the end of the day, we're humans. And the theme for this year was humanity. So I made sure to emphasize that. And that really touched a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I think, a highlight would be I was very surprised to know that people do understand the importance of diversity, and they agreed with me when I had those conversations. So I think that's the highlight, that people that jumped in, they've really, really enjoyed it, and they want to come in next time, and they want to do it bigger, and they want to be a part of it.
Yeah. I mean, again, and I tell people this all the time, these festivals are not just for minorities. These festivals are for understanding and for white, black, Hispanic, and everyone, you know, for all of us to be together. And this is what these festivals bring to our communities. This is why, to me, this is what our community should be about. You know, a lot of people focus on government and politics and Democrat, Republican, white, black, Hispanic, Asian. These festivals, whatever the festival it is, the positivity of the festival is what's going to bring our community together. And that's, you know, what I tell folks all the time about, hey, come out, be with us, get to know us. But I want to know you. And the way we do it is what everything that you all are doing. And it's fantastic. Alex, not last, not least, but tell us what highlight for you for this year.
Honestly, it was the togetherness. I think Michelle actually gave me this idea of, like, in the middle of the festival, just trying to take a few seconds, sit back and watch everything, right? Because I mean, when you're in the middle of this, you're turning, running left, you're running right, you're making sure everything is correct. Right?
Michelle's laughing. She's like, yep.
There's very little time. And honestly, I had like just a small moment of that. We're doing an interview with the local newspaper. And I was able just at that moment to sort of look around me. And honestly, seeing all of those different people sitting next to a stranger, right? Talking, chatting. And just like you mentioned, it really, like, for me, nailed into like what we're trying to achieve, which is bringing people together, mm-hmm. mostly with all of the rhetorics that's been happening in the past 5-6 years. You know, it's like, it's this person, it's this group, it's that. There's been such a divide, right? So anti-Asian sentiment, Black Lives Matter movement, it's a way where it's us versus them kind of thing. And for that one day, it felt so great to see everybody coming together, people learning a little bit about each other, people trying different food, because we had a diversity of like food as well. And you know, people basically like kind of stepping out of their cocoon, out of their shell to experience something different. Yeah. And when I looked at that, I'm like, man, you know what? The goal is accomplished here. Like for that event, for that day, we accomplished that goal, because those individuals were able to sit there and talk to someone else, because we had discussions in those meetings before. People have a tendency to be fearful of the unknown, right? People are scared of a lot of different cultures because they don't know any different. But by being able to explore a different culture, to at least be open to it, that in itself is a win. And I think that for me was the highlight.
Awesome. Awesome. And I say it again, when you do these things and you also bring, and they got to come out, but the politicians, they start seeing that this is what it is about. Because not that they don't know, but sometimes I think folks in those positions, they kind of get lost in their little world of politics. Not everyone, not all politicians, but now they come out and they're part of it. And then we're part of it. And then there's no really any divide, you know, as far as socioeconomic or education. It's just us being mm-hmm. together. And so I commend all of you. Like I tell everybody, and you all are doing it, share the videos, make people feel like, man, I missed it. You know, because that's what a lot of people say, why you share so much? I'm like, I share a lot because I want people to know, like, they missed the fun time. They missed the music. They missed mm-hmm. the food. They missed the camaraderie, the fellowship, the pictures of us all together. I mean, the one year I was with Michelle, we took a picture. It was like 10 different people. I went out with my camera. You know, my brother is the one who actually mm-hmm. does photography, but I went out one year with my camera. I shot a bunch of pictures. I felt so good just documenting it. And the reason that I did it is because, just like all of you share a lot, we want to make people be like, man, I missed it. So then next year four for Allentown, year three for Berks, you know, folks will come out and say, I'm not missing this year. I want to be in that moment. So I commend you on that. Thank you so much for doing these festivals. It's extremely important in this time in our country when there is division, it's out there, it's all over social media, everybody's going back and forth, but you are all the light right now, and the light will always shine through, and you are shining in our community. So I thank you for that. I only have a couple more questions, kind of switching roles and switching gears here. Questions that I always ask my guests, and I'll start with Alex because I want to come back around to Michelle, give her a little break. One piece of advice, Alex, And we'll get into the, we'll get into how we can, you know, obviously what, how can we connect with you and things like that, and what's next. But I want to ask this question because I think it's important. One piece of advice that you would give your 19-year-old self.
Wow. Deep questions. I think definitely it'll be to be a lot more bold. All right. I grew up in Haiti, growing up in a third world country where you are basically, I guess, required to be a lot more reserved. So there's a bigger difference between, like, you know, parent or anybody who's basically a protective figure versus the kid. So when I came here, honestly, I was a lot more reserved. Even though there are so many things I wanted to do, I wouldn't take the lead on anything. I would definitely go back and tell my 19-year-old friends to just say, listen, buddy, grab the bull by the horn, man. You can do this. Your accent is not going to stop you or prevent you from doing anything. Just go on and follow your dreams and go for it. I think that was certainly those things. And if there's any young person watching this or any individuals from, like, international students or anybody who just recently come to the U.S., I'll tell you, like, do not let that transition be a downfall. Your accent is not going to prevent you from doing anything. Just remain that smart, intelligent individual that you push yourself and know that in the United States of America, you can become that American dream. You can become that American success story. You can do something out of yourself if you work hard and just push through it.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Again, this is why I sneak these questions in. I know we're talking about festivals, we're talking about culture, but we need to hear this. Like, there's a 19-year-old Alex right now. There's a 19-year-old kid in Haiti, Alex, that's going to watch this, and he's going to see you. And guess what? He's going to be motivated to get either in Haiti in a position of leadership or here, because I'm sure, you know, obviously Haiti, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, there's some wonderful places to live. It does, but here as well. So I commend you on that, man. That's awesome. Grab the bull by the horns. We're not stopping the show there, though. We're not stopping the show there, because I'm going to ask Patricia, same thing. I'm sneaking this question in because I love this question, because it always brings out the best in everybody. Patricia, one piece of advice you give little Patricia at 19.
Wow, that's a good question. And I say it's a good question because I actually got into a relationship really early on, and I got married at the age of 19. So what would I say to Patricia, 19-year-old Patricia, or anyone who's 19 who's listening to us? I would say go after your dreams and do not adapt to your circumstances. Your circumstances do not define who you are. Go after your dreams no matter what. Do not minimize what you want to do. Don't adapt it to your circumstances or to someone's opinion of what you want to become or what those dreams are. You want to do what's good for you. Yes, you can care for others, but you have to care for you first. At the end of the day, you have to matter first before anyone else. And also surround yourself with people that are supportive of you and those ideas. There's something that says you are like the five people that surround you. So you want to be surrounded by five people that are helping you thrive, that are helping you succeed, that believe in you, okay, that are helping you cultivate those dreams and are supportive of your ideas.
Absolutely.
I think
Absolutely.
That sums it up.
Yeah, like my mom used to say, dime con quien ande, right? Is that how you say it? Tell me who you hang out with. And I'll tell you who you are. Tell me who you hang out with. My man, I heard that over and over again. And then I used to like being on the street because I used to like riding my bikes in the alleys. And my mom used to tell me all the time, and be careful who you're hanging out with. But you're so right. I mean, we can't say it enough, right? To me, it's not cliche. You need to go after your goals. I say it. 100%. If you watch my TikToks, you watch me running in the morning, you're probably tired of 100%. Watching me running. But I tell you all the time, listen, time is running out. Time is running out. Patricia,
and
thank
something
you.
Something else I want to say to the youth, specifically to youth, there's no such thing as a crazy idea. Whatever your dream is, it's yours to own. Yeah. And no one has their say in there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, like I say all the time, we're running out of time. Period. I'm 41 years old. The average in American man, the average man lives to be 70, mid 70s. Okay. Mm. So there you go. If that doesn't wake you up, it is what it is. Just like Patricia said, go after your goals. Go after your goals. All right, Michelle, madam, yes. One piece of advice you give little Michelle at 19.
Well, little Michelle was actually 280 pounds at 19, but that's a whole other story. No, actually, I had to really think about it, but if I would tell myself or anybody out there, 19, 7, whatever age you are, just know that you're enough. You know, there's so many things that we talk about when it comes to requirements for things. I need to get this in order to be successful, you know. Or, you know, young women that I used to teach self-esteem to, you know, I need, you know, my eyebrows done this way to look better, or, you know, just those little things. And I think that people don't really value just God gave you enough, you know, work with the potential that he gave you. And if you use that and maximize on that, success is not even work. You know, I noticed a lot of young women, especially, but young men suffer from this too, is they don't feel they're enough. Mm. And I think if I were going to tell myself anything, I was enough. Mm.
That's why I asked this question, man. Because I felt the same way. I never felt like I was quite enough. I always felt like I was behind. And maybe you all felt the same way, Alex and Patricia. But I always felt, especially in education, especially in my circumstance, you know, my parents worked hard, but we didn't have enough. And then not only that, just my, you know, the way that I thought of myself, my paradigm was one of, well, I'm here. This is where I belong. You know, that this is it for me, you know, and again, this is why I say this. There's a young 19-year-old that needs to hear from all of you and from everybody that has life experience, and really could change someone's trajectory. Like, they can change their life forever because they know that they can identify with each of you. And that moment and those words and those experiences and that advice can change a life forever. So that's why I asked the question. I sneak it in there. I know we're talking about festivals and things like that. So, well, thank you so much. Two more questions. What's next, Michelle? What's next? Anything next? Any special events? Anything like that? Anything coming up? I know it's a quick task, you guys, because you just got done organizing and doing all this stuff. But anything next? Are you going to plan for next year? Anything coming up, or you know, stuff like that?
Well, I mean, I have a couple of things that we're, you know, going on in the Valley where I'm helping out. Unfortunately, I cannot make it to the PO Latino convention. I have like a couple of vacations that I finally am going on. So I won't be able to make it to that, but I will be at the Gold Latin Awards and, you know, as many things that I can attend in the meantime. But for just myself, the Relic, and the other organizations that I work with, you know, I'm really looking forward to collaborating with Berks County next year. Me and Alex were already talking, and, you know, it's like, all right, well, when are you guys doing yours? Because I don't want to conflict. And, yeah, you know, and I love that vibe, you know, to be able to say, like, you know, we don't want to conflict with each other. We would just support, you know. Absolutely. So I'm looking forward to that, and just supporting, you know, Alex and Patricia in their mission in Reading. I think that we could really change the scope of 222 if we work together effectively and involve, you know, everyone inclusively.
Overlapping. It's fantastic. Yeah, that's great. Again, you mentioned it. Golden Latin Awards. Don't forget, Patricia and Alex, you're officially invited to the Golden Latin Awards in November. I think it's November.
So much fun.
It's either end of November or December, something like that. And you might have gone, but Golden Latin Awards, beautiful event. Yamalisa, her mom, Issa, wonderful. And Francis, fantastic. Golden Latin Awards, get your tux out, because, you know, I'm bringing my tux. You know, I'm coming ready. But Golden Latin Awards. And then also, I almost forgot. PRCP has the 10th year anniversary gala and dinner coming up as well in October. So if you're interested in coming to a nice gala, they're going to have food, music. Hector Rosado is going to be there. Hector Isol Guesta is going to be there. So those are two other wonderful events. Same question, Patricia. What's next? Anything going on? I know you're involved with a lot more than just the festivals and stuff like that. What's up?
Well, there's a lot going on community-wise. Like I said, we're trying to move forward. We were kind of stagnant for a little bit in 2020 due to the pandemic, but the organization is thriving. And I'm sure you saw in social media that we posted when we had the swearing in ceremony mm-hmm. back in August. I had the honor of being elected president of the organization. So now I have a stronger leadership role. My commitment is the same. It's always been 110%. I simply have a different role now, and it's something I'm really proud of. So I'm happy to do that. We're trying to incorporate more programs. Currently, we do citizenship classes for those who want to become citizens. We think it's important to be able to, of course, vote, you know, be active in your community, get involved. So we do that. We also have arts classes. We started a dance class for kids. We call it Tradiciones, and we're teaching them Dominican folklore. So hopefully by 2022 for the Birth Festival, we'll have our own group that will be able to perform,
wonderful.
You know, a national dance and so forth. But there's many things. There's many things happening right now. We also want to help the people in our community, you know, obtain employment. We know that there's many challenges after the pandemic. And one of them is, you know, the people that are unable to secure employment for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And the challenges that employers are facing nowadays. So we continue with our mission. We continue, you know, bringing everyone together and saying that unidos somos más fuertes. And this is what precisely happened at the festival with Michelle, with Alex. That's why we did it. That's why I jumped in, given the opportunity. I like to lead by example. So, you know, walk the talk. Yeah, that's what I do. I walk the talk, and, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah.
But I'm really happy for what's happening. As you know, I work for the city and the community development department, the community development liaison. There's a lot going on in the city. Our programs, we have a lot of programs going on with like home, ARP. So we're busy, needless to say. But
well, congratulations congratulations on the appointment. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
And that's the Dominican Association of Pennsylvania, right?
Dominican Association of Pennsylvania. Yes, okay, that's correct.
So we know that.
That means we're able to operate. What that means is people ask, we're able to operate anywhere. Actually, our vision is to, in the long run, have an extension of what we do here locally in Reading in different cities where there's a lot of Latinos. Mm. Yeah, we eventually want to be able to replicate what we do here and have it all throughout Pennsylvania.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Go ahead.
I don't know how to do the hand raising thing.
You're fine.
But I totally have a personal challenge for Patricia and Alex if he wants to join. A couple years ago, I went to this really cool event in Lancaster. It was like a Latino fest. And I was talking to Flor Velez, and, you know, we're thinking we should do one in between Reading and Allentown. So that's an invite.
Been to the Lancaster one. Lancaster one. Don't sleep on them. They bring some big, big guests for their for their artists.
No, I'm not trying to compare.
No, I think that's great. That's great. Yes.
Hopefully they're up for it. I know Patricia's down. So maybe we can work together and bring that to light to our area.
And we'll have some Haitian music too. What's up?
Definitely. You know it. Got to pump it down, baby.
Yeah, let's go. Alex, what's next for your organization? I know you just came off a wonderful event, connecting with a lot of folks, but what's next with you, my friend?
Oh, man. Yes, we just got off like a nice event, but we're not sitting on our laurels. So we actually plan the entire year for 2022. We're moving, man. Moving and grooving. One of the things basically we will be doing with Patricia in the Dominican Association is working on trying to see an Hispaniola event, right? You know, so Hispaniola is the name of the island where Haiti and Dominican Republic share. So I definitely wanted to do an event where we will just both of us come together or both groups come together and celebrate like this unity amongst both places. So sort of really put aside all of the negative stereotypes that exist on both ends and just celebrate one another and just basically share the beauty of unity amongst us. So we'll do like a panel discussion and then after that followed by some music from both ends so people can dance and definitely the food. Mm. So, you know, just bring both sides of the spectrum together and just trying to like get rid of sort of those mental, because believe it or not,
that mental thing is still, it's still there for a lot of people living here in the US, yeah. Right? We want to get rid of the stigma and bring unity and love among us.
Yeah.
After that, for next year, basically, I think with Michelle, we started planning a lot of different things. So Michelle, Patricia, and I will be working on more than one project together. I guarantee you that, because we're all flowing with the same energy, the same commitment. And I felt like there's nothing really that's going to stop the three of us from going bigger and grander really at some point in terms of achieving a lot more stuff. I'm already planning also an event for Black History Month in February. Mm-hmm. That will be here in association with the NAACP, the local branch. Mm-hmm. And the idea, it's titled My Black is Beautiful. Again, it's goes all throughout Latin America and Africa as well. There are tons of individuals who are not proud, or we are basically ashamed of the darker skin, right? Skin complexion is, a lot of people don't feel like comfortable in their skin. So that's why skin bleaching is a huge thing in the Caribbean.
Oh, wow.
So we wanna basically start showing individuals how beautiful they are, to sort of really dive and showing and uplift individual that being Black does not make you ugly, that being Black does not prevent you or stop you from doing anything in life. So it's that event, basically. I think in February we will be able to basically dissect and debunk all of those different myths and celebrate a lot of people who historically and even current time have been successful with darker skin colors, whether it's throughout the media, whether it's in sports, whether it's academically, or in finance. We want to take those individuals and put them in the forehead and say, see, you know, they've done it regardless of how they look. Yeah. You can do it too. So it's a way to just uplift individuals and bring people together. So I think we got a lot more work to do, but ultimately at the end of the day, it's bringing people together. And more closely now, me and James, my own brother, who also has a nonprofit organization, we're looking into ways where in either Sunday or Monday, see if we can fly out to Texas and see what we can do to help with this group of Haitians basically being stuck in Texas. So we reached out to a couple of people we know in Texas, see if we can get a truck ready for us and get there, get some supply hygiene kits, water, and just, you know, drive down and see what we can do, man.
Man, you're just, you all of you are just like, I thought I had a lot of energy. All of you have the energy, man. This is, you put your energy together, you're going to be unstoppable, man. Fantastic.
That's right. Fantastic. I feel that energy.
That's the point. That's
yeah, for sure. For sure. So real quick. Thank you so much. You know, like I said, your energy is just fantastic. Michelle, where can people find you? Where could they connect with you if they want to work with you on any future endeavors, any future events, anything like that?
Well, I mean, I am on Facebook, you know, just Michelle Zatoni. I do have a public profile. And Instagram is at owner AMS. You can also visit therelic.com on Facebook or the web, or you can go on at LVICF on Facebook or Instagram for the festival. That's about
great.
It.
great. Same thing, Alex. Where can people find you? Is there a website, Facebook? Where can people find you if they want to connect with you and work with you?
Well, we're on social media, Bring the Change. So it would be at Bring the Change Inc. INC, Facebook, friends, and Instagram. We also have our website, bringthechange.net, NET. You can also find us info@bringthechange.net for email. And phone number will be 484-509-1145. So website, bringthechange.net, email info@bringthechange.net, phone number 484-509-1145.
Perfect. And we're going to provide all the links for everybody, obviously in the write-ups and everything, but I like to have folks give their information because I think it's important to hear from them as well. Patricia, same thing. Where can people find you, your organization?
Or our organization, it would be Dominican Association of Pennsylvania in both Facebook and Instagram. More than welcome to reach out, whether it is for community basis or, you know, any questions, any collabs, you're more than welcome.
Okay, great. Michelle, real quick, any last thank yous to your festival attendees, your folks that were there, anything that you want to say to them?
Wow. I mean, to the attendees, you know, the staff, the vendors, you know, people who shouted us out online and maybe they couldn't even make it, you know, just thank you for your support. Thank you for believing in the mission. Thank you for understanding the importance of humanity, really, like Alex said, you know, we're all human beings. These differences that we have are more fun than what they seem. And I just want to thank everybody for really coming out, having fun, and just enjoying each other.
Great, great. Same thing, Patricia. Any last thank yous to the guests, your attendees at the festival?
Yep, I want to thank everyone for coming out. I want to thank Equab Reading. I want to thank the Garo family from Costa Rica, Joanna. Joanna, she's Colombian. She's a real estate agent, a good friend, local real estate agent. Everyone who came out, everyone who believed in the mission of the festival. And of course, Alex. I want to thank Alex for, you know, asking us to co-host the event. And I'm really proud of what we have accomplished. Mm-hmm. And I'm really proud for our community for understanding the importance of inclusion, equality, and creating this safe zone that we have created. And hopefully we can replicate on a yearly basis.
Wonderful, wonderful. Alex, same thing, close it out for us.
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, I will thank the Berks Community Foundation, because without their support, this wouldn't take place. UGI Energy and UGI Utilities, also our two main sponsors. And all of our collaborators, Patricia Vasquez, the Dominican Association, the Jewish Federation, who played a big part of that, the Reading NAACP chapter, SciCorp Ministry, and YWCA, that was with us also. So, but most importantly, thank you to everybody who attended. Thank you for everybody who came out and trying to, even some were reluctant, but trying to really give this a go, see what this was all about. So thank you to all vendors who basically braved the sun. And I think most people, thank goodness, basically sold out. We came out to sell. So it was a perfect event, really, in a sense. And thank you for showing us that there is unity in humanity.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I thank all of you for being on SC360. It was an honor to have you on. You know, obviously, I look up to all of you. I love working with you. I've worked with you in the past. It's just a great, great honor to have you on SC360 number 21. Thank you. Thank you so much. This episode is actually brought to you by Mishka Premium Vodka. You can find them at mishkapremiumvodka.com. So if you want to drink some, it's a local brewery. So if you want to drink some vodka, they also have some wines and some other things that they offer, but it's a local brewery and or distillery, and they're fantastic. mishkapremiumvodka.com. Again, thank you so much for being on SC360. Mm-hmm. You all rock.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us, Lewis.
No problem. Thank you. There you have it, folks. SC360 number 21 in the house.